This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp, joined by Kelly McBride of the Sense-Making Project at the Poynter Institute. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig. How's it going?
It's going all right. We got a real hot-button issue to talk about today, Kelly. In the wake of the massacre at a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school last month, the Journal News, a newspaper in White Plains, New York, published the names and addresses of registered gun owners in the area. The newspaper said it felt that sharing the information about gun permits in our area was important in the aftermath of the Newtown shooting. But the publication of the identities of legal gun owners caused an immediate firestorm. New York State Senator Greg Ball moved to have that now public information legally restricted to law enforcement only.
To take the names of thousands of people who are obeying the law, doing the right thing, they're properly registered, and to treat them like level three sexual predators is asinine.
Kelly, journalists talk a lot about the public's right to know. I guess this White Plains situation boils down to this. Is this information the public needs to know?
Well, it's definitely information that the public deserves to know, but in what form, I think, is the real question here. Anybody could have done what the reporters did and gone to the county governments and requested that information. But the newspaper, in doing so and in putting it in an interactive map and putting that map on the internet, made that information much more accessible to people. And now we're faced with a legislature that's looking to restrict the access to that information for everybody. Because, of course, they can't control what you do with it once you get the information. All they can control is who actually gets the information. So there are real consequences when it is perceived that journalists or anybody else behave inappropriately with public information.
Help people out here. How could this information help the readers of the News Journal in White Plains?
Well, you know, there's other things that the newspaper could have done with it. They could have published the information without the very specific addresses to show clusters of guns and then compared that data to crime data so that we could have a conversation about whether gun ownership impacts crime data in any way, upward trends, downward trends, any of that. They could have compared that information to lists of felonies or to lists of people on parole. And in doing that, they would have been able to hold the government accountable for its process and discussing whether the government is doing an appropriate job in licensing the handgun permits.
So the bottom line, did the Journal News serve the interests of journalism in publishing the names and the addresses of legal gun owners, or is it in your mind they were just selling papers?
You know, I don't think they were selling papers, but I think they fell short on their journalistic purpose.
Public records, what are the ethical standards for journalists when it comes to using them? Is it as simple as saying, well, they aren't really public if the public doesn't know about them, so let's publish, which seems to be what the Journal did.
Well, and that's true in a sense. But what I always tell journalists is that just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should do it. In journalism, there's a higher calling, a calling to help citizens engage in their democratic obligations. And so particularly when you're causing harm to individuals who have done nothing wrong. So you're invading the privacy of somebody who is a law-abiding citizen. If you're going to do that, you have to be able to articulate a higher calling. So I would hate to see these records stricken from the record, from the public record. Because if that happens, then no one can strive for these higher levels of analysis.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Making Sense Project, thank you for your insights today.
You're welcome.